This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
I am glad I'm wearing my glasses. I have listened to you for 22-plus years, says Jim. Now Big O chatted with you before all Finns home games every week when I lived there. Now listen to you from the panhandle. You've been and are the best in the biz. Thank you, Jim. That's very nice of you. So sad. Carmona was only 30 years old. My prayers go out to his family. It's just way too young, man. Way too young. No business losing him. Again, life just does things at times that are unexplainable, man. Dougie Fresh says, I don't watch hockey. Please explain why my friend, born and raised in Boston, is so butthurt about Matthew Tkachuk and calls him a dirty player. Because he's a feisty dude that he'll fight and he'll scrap and he'll also at the same time take a lot of hits. Because, brother, they have been targeting him like crazy in this series. You see him whining and complaining? I don't know, bro. I got no problem. He's a man's man. Let's just put it that way. I like everything about Matthew Tkachuk. I want my superstars to want to fight. I want my superstars to want to always be hungry about winning. And if your friend, because he's not on his team, has a problem with a guy that is going to do whatever it takes to win, well, then, you know, what can I tell you, brother?
That's the thing about Matthew Tkachuk. He's that guy that if he's not on your team, you hate him.
Right.
You think he's dirty, but if he's on your team, you're like, all right, he's my guy.
Yeah.
Because he will throw the little, you know, the whistle goes. He'll throw a little, you know, whatever. I don't know what. It's not
jab,
a cross check, jab, yeah, just a
stick, whatever.
But they all do it. Everybody has their way of doing it. Some are not as obvious as Tkachuk is.
Right.
Tkachuk doesn't really hide it. He just like,
yeah,
let's
Tkachuk
go.
Just doesn't take crap.
Just doesn't care.
Just doesn't take crap.
But it's all to try to draw a penalty, really, is what it comes down to. And some people bite it, and some people don't go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. You look, you know where I have a problem with that kind of guy, Doug? The guy that doesn't produce. So you create all kinds of problems, but you're also not helping us win? No. No. That can't help. We can't have any of that. You know. So if you're going to be a dirty goon, and you can't help the team out, then all you're doing is creating penalties and power plays for the other team and all. No. So Tkachuk is that guy. You know, and I have no problem. In fact, I can't wait to get a Tkachuk jersey, just for the hell of it. Brett says, probably because Tkachuk has a history of crossing the line between aggressive and dirty and has turtled when tough guys have fought him, says at Dougie Fresh. I haven't seen the turtle at all. But then again, if I'm him, and I don't want my stars fighting. Right, exactly. I kind of don't want them fighting. I don't want them getting hurt. Oh, does Tua look jacked in person as he does on camera? He looked like he gained 20 pounds of muscle. I don't think it's 20, but it's probably somewhere in the 10-12 range, but he's definitely thicker. His arms are thicker. His shoulders are thicker. His neck is thicker. So, obviously, he's worked on his core around his hip and all that, and now he's worked on the core up here of his shoulders and everything. So he looks good. He's running around well. He's throwing the ball really well. I like what I see from Tua all the way around, man. Very impressed, I got to tell you. If anything, Jonathan Huberto was the turtle. I mean, if you're going to call Tkachuk a turtle, then what the hell is Jonathan Huberto? Yeah, that's a good one right there. You know, hey, does Barkov fight? Right? He doesn't really fight either.
The thing with those guys, like,
I don't want them fighting.
But they aren't instigators like Tkachuk is.
Well, that's true.
They're not going to get there and, like, the whistle blows, Barkov's already back to the circle.
Right.
Yeah. Tkachuk's the one in there, like, jabbing with an elbow or whatever, trying to get something, you know, started.
I was actually surprised Barkov's penalty early in the game.
Yeah, I think it was more of he got caught in the moment of trying to – because if you saw – and I don't know if, you know, hockey enough to wear – but the Panthers were a lot more aggressive with, I don't know what it's called. They're like flipping the stick out way ahead of them just to try to disrupt them before they pass the puck. They were a lot more aggressive
getting
doing
that. Getting
the
passing lanes over
there. Yeah, a lot more aggressive doing that this time. And I think he just got caught in that.
Yeah.
Did you see the clothesline to Lomberg?
Yeah, dude.
Stick got caught in his other teammate's jersey and it made like a clothesline on that guy. The guy was like, dude. I mean, it's a penalty, but it was funny because his stick actually got caught in the other guy's jersey, which caused the penalty. Was that the penalty that they ended up scoring? No. They scored on 5-on-5, right?
Right, yeah. That was a hell of a game last night because it was ugly and it was frustrating and then it was exhilarating. It's the craziest thing in the world, dude. Really is the craziest thing in the world, what was happening yesterday. What else do we have going on? How about the Raiders? You know, they're trying to trade Hunter Renfro and nobody wants him. And it reminds me a lot of the Miami Heat. I know some of you are going, Hunter Renfro and the Miami Heat. Okay, I gotta hear this. How does this make any sense? I'll explain. So the Raiders now have made significant changes to their offense, adding wide receiver Jacoby Myers and Garoppolo, and the coaching staff continues to reshape the roster. Hunter Renfro's future has come into question. The 149th pick of the 2019 draft emerged as a Pro Bowl selection in 2021 and finished 20th in the NFL in receiving yards, hauling in ninth most receptions at 103 and 128 targets in 17 games. However, the arrival of head coach Josh McDaniels and wide receiver Devontae Adams reduced Renfro's role in the offense. He finished fifth on the team in targets with 50, averaged just 9.2 yards per reception, and finished with fewer receiving yards than Quaz Watkins, Will Disley, and Allen Robinson. Vegas added Myers to its receiving core this offseason, one of the most productive slot receivers in the NFL. It led to rumors that Renfro could be traded, but it appears Vegas hasn't found much of a market for him. My buddy Tashawn Reed, who works for The Athletic, he says Raiders haven't received a single offer from another team for Renfro. Okay? Now, here's where it reminds me of the Heat. And by the way, his cap hit likely playing the rules absent market. There are still veteran receivers available in free agency, which wouldn't cost a team a draft pick and $13 million in cap space. That's what Renfro would cost you. Now, here's my problem with all of this, okay? Hunter Renfro can play. He proved that already, dude, for a couple of years. So you come in and you change the system. Well, then now you killed his value. And so now you've got the salary and you want to trade him because he doesn't fit, but you didn't do something that would have been smart last year. He should have been showcased last year. Because if you knew that he wasn't part of your future, which you should have known, because, I'm sure from last year to this year, he knew that that guy wasn't the future. So did the Miami Heat just give up on Duncan Robinson, or did they keep trying to develop him? They kept trying to develop him. They wanted him to put the ball on the court. They wanted him to drive. They wanted him to rebound. They wanted him to help out and assist more. And guess what he's done? All of those kind of things. So maybe Duncan Robinson isn't in your future, but at least you didn't kill his value by just keeping him on the bench. You kept trying to develop him, and kudos to him. He worked at it, and now you've raised his value back that if you are looking to move him in the offseason, you will have an opportunity. And the Hunter Renfro thing is, so I come in with my offense and boom, that's it. But you've got to know the cap situations. You've got to know, okay, I'm stuck with this guy for a couple of years. Okay, so what is my chances of getting rid of him? Well, let me showcase him this year, build up his value, and then try to move him. But you didn't. You killed his value. Now you can't move him. And that's what happened to Duncan. He signed the deal, then got kind of exposed that he can only shoot and really does nothing else offensively, not just defensively, and it killed his value. But he then stuck with it and worked. And obviously the training staff must have worked with him, not training staff, the coaches, and get him properly prepared to play better in this league. And he has. And that's probably what they should have done last year with Renfrow. They probably should have built up that value. Big O, remember the Miami Soul. Do you think Mickey Vargas ever watches our show from the studio? Mickey, do you watch the show when I'm in studio? At all? Just wondering. Do I remember the Miami Soul? Anybody want to fill him in on that? Because I know some of you are a hell of a lot sharper than Mickey and follow the show a lot more than Mickey. So, not sure. But you guys could help Mickey out with the Miami Soul thing. Yeah, I know. I wanted him gone and loved the trade. I'm just saying, imagine what he must be feeling. Well, I don't know. You guys must be talking about something else. We want every player who is cut. That is true. We got this weekend Amanda Nunez and Irene Aidana. I'm going to go with Amanda Nunez. I am not going to go against the Beast, so I'll go with Nunez. You don't like that either? That's wrestling. That's not wrestling. This is that's UFC. We're going to have to start using two balls. Yes. Oh, talking about the Raider trades, why don't they trade Stevie Wonder, cutting their owner's hair, and just go all in with Flobee? O has plenty of Miami Soul memorabilia in the studio in the background. There you go. It's like there's a nice sized flag of the Miami Soul in the background of my studio. Like when I'm facing you, it's on this side here. It's like literally right here. It's right next to the Eiffel Tower. And in fact, I put a Bitcoin logo where the basketball for Miami Soul. Yeah. And by the way, I covered the Soul. Okay, I went to some of the games and go into the locker rooms and talk to the ladies and all that stuff. They were dressed, relax. Jesus. I always get that. Oh, you covered the Soul? Dude, were they naked? Like guys are? They do the same thing? No, bro. What's wrong with you? In the WNBA, what they do is... you go talk to the coach, the game ends, and then you go right into the locker room right after and you talk to the ladies and they're still in their gear. And then when you're done, then they, you know, go start to shower and get dressed and all that good stuff. So that's kind of the way it is. Ruth Riley and company. Oh, man. All right. So does Tyreek break the 2,000-yard mark? Huh? I like that he wants to do that. Whether he does it or not, I don't really care, to be quite honest. It'll be fun. But if it doesn't result in having a lot of success in the playoffs, then, you know, the 2,000 yards don't mean shit to me. But it's fun to talk about. It's the off season. It's goals, that kind of stuff. And he was right about one thing in that answer, that injuries did kind of derail who they could have been last year. I am 100% behind that. This Dolphin team was better than what they showed last year. And if they can stay somewhat healthy, I know you're going to have some injuries, but, you know, not a lot of key setbacks and a few and not like the kind of ridiculous crap that happened this year, they should be all right, man. They should kick some ass. What do we got there? What is that? Oh, at the pool, at the Circa? The Circa pool? Yeah. Yeah, that's a cool place to, although you know you have to pay $25 to be there. To walk up there. Okay? So just to be there, you got to pay $25. When I went with Sean, I go, yeah, you know. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. What?
Exclusive update.
Yes.
Sergio Busquets to Inter Miami CF set to be confirmed within days.
Wow.
Stay tuned for more details. You heard it here first.
Sergio Busquets, huh?
Yeah, and that's why I asked if it's a – because okay. I didn't know. There's so many out there now, I don't know which ones are
– That was kind of a given that once you got Messi, you were going to get Busquets. So we got a bouquet of flowers coming. Well, at Inter Miami, we can have 5 DPs. We're allowed to have 5, 6, 7 DPs because that's the way the Moss brothers roll. So, yeah, I would imagine that we're going to sign 2 more Messis. In fact, we're going to buy out Cristiano Ronaldo from the Saudi League and bring him over here, okay? That way we have our South Beach guy. And so we send him down to South Beach, and he'll probably never come out alive again. That's the problem. All right, we thank Cameron Wolf. We thank Manny Navarro. As always, we thank Sean Stanley, the man, the myth, the legend that powers this program and masters the platform every single day. We will see you later on tonight after the Heat game. We'll have a post-game show and a wrap-up for you. Appreciate all of you that have tuned in. Please hit the like button. Don't forget, if your business wants to join our platform and advertise, 786-754-4664. Maybe you want to host one of our insiders and your business gets a lot of exposure, new customers, and a great way of branding. 786-754-4664. We shall see you tonight. Same time, same place, same bat channel.